This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A nonprofit connected to Governor Jared Polis will have to pay a fine for breaking the state's campaign finance laws. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
The group Boldly Forward Colorado spent more than $300,000 supporting Proposition HH, last year's failed Democratic tax measure. That was a big enough chunk of Boldly Forward's expenditures that the group should have registered as a political committee and reported its donors to the state. The group recently agreed to reveal some of the donations it's received and pay an $18,000 fine. That fine was significantly reduced because the group cooperated, according to the Secretary of State's office. Boldly Forward Colorado was founded to help Governor Jared Polis, but they say he's not a current decision maker. The case began with a complaint from conservatives, who now say the settlement was too lenient. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new report from the El Paso County Coroner shows fentanyl was the most common drug involved in accidental overdoses in 2023. Methamphetamines previously claimed more lives. The report showed the number of fentanyl-related deaths increased last year, but the rate of increase was slower compared to the past 5 years. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 have topped 100 for the first time in months. CPR's John Daly reports.
The number of patients hospitalized with coronavirus is far below the peak seen earlier in the pandemic, but it's a key indicator that the virus is spreading in Colorado. Most utilities report a steadily increasing trend of the virus being found in wastewater. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.